day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Another one of those have we got a shoe for you, ladies and gentlemen, days. Welcome to hour number one of the Saturday special. It's MZ back in the saddle at KSCO Studios. I almost forgot what it's like to be behind a board. I think that will be evident during the next couple of hours here because there will certainly be a lot of technical errors on my part. Unless, of course, we have Noah take over the whole show, which might not be a bad idea. All right, stay with us for a couple hours. There's a lot happening.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Migra, migra.
Vamos, vamos.
Migra, migra.
Vamos.
Do you think that there's a chance that Governor Jeb Bush will be able to pass legislation to give illegals driver's licenses in Florida? Do you feel our borders are being crossed by illegal immigrants in larger numbers than ever before? Well, a lot of folks feel just like you do. Join us this Saturday on the Saturday Special with your host, MZ, and special guests from the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. That's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon with MZ on your Let's Go Back to Reform School and bordering on the ridiculous radio stations, AM 1080 and 1340, KSCO.
Migra, migra.
Vamos!
Eight minutes past 10 a.m. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special. Topic of which is immigration reform. We haven't done this for a while. Always hot when we do. Actually, we did a rerun of one of the best programs that we've ever had on the Saturday Special. That program was originally broadcast in, I believe, July of 1998. That was with Barbara Coe of the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. Mario Obledo, who had by that time become quite the Hispanic activist. That program was recently, and by recently I'd say within the last 3 or 4 months, rerun on AM 1080 KSCO. Just a riveting, riveting program. Today we are pleased to have Barbara Coe return to us. Barbara Coe, she's with the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. Also with us is Evelyn Miller, and Barbara and Evelyn are in Southern California, where they are hard at work trying to get Proposition 187 enforced, I guess you would say, by creating another ballot initiative, which has a name here that they will be telling us. Barbara, are you there?
I certainly am.
Hey, welcome to KSCO. It's good to have you back.
Well, thank you for having me.
And is Evelyn there with you?
I'm here.
Okay. So you you together are involved, are pretty much the energy behind the CCIR, am I right?
That's absolutely right.
Uh-huh.
And we're spearheading the signature gathering effort and have some absolutely incredible volunteers who have not only dug as deep into their pocket as possible, but have literally put their lives on hold. In fact, they are at three different locations as we speak today.
I thought you were going to say put their lives on the line. Now,
some of us have.
This is an issue which has some violence associated with it. Is it not?
Oh, it certainly is.
Uh-huh.
And, we have certainly received our fair share of threats. When we're out there collecting signatures, it's really quite incredible. However, we just keep on going, and we will continue to keep on going, because this is nothing new and exciting. I'm sure you're aware that when Mr. Obledo threatened to have the billboard torched, and we first put it up.
Excuse me, just a second here. Barbara, I hate to interrupt you, but I'm beginning to get a little concerned here that you got that you're on extension phones here, and the volume is so low that I've got the volume punched up as high as it can go here, and it's very difficult to hear you. If I put it up any higher, there's going to be feedback.
Okay.
So I think the best either if you can either talk loud, much closer and loudly into the handset, or perhaps have
I'll have her go to another landline.
Okay.
Okay.
So another landline. So then, how do we get Evelyn on? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I we'll just go ahead and we'll see how it goes.
Well, let me speak up. Is that any better?
Yeah, that's much better.
All right, I'll speak up.
Go ahead.
Okay. As I was saying, the scenario in 1998 when we put the billboard up.
That billboard said, "Welcome to California, the illegal immigration state." Is that what that billboard said?
Yes, it did. And then it said, "Don't let this happen to your state." And then gave a toll-free phone number of 877-NO-ILLEGALS. And, of course, we were bombarded with hate calls and death threats. We transcribed them all. We recorded them all. And we
Why? Were you accused of being racist?
Oh, of course.
Uh-huh.
Oh, of course.
But why the death threats?
The death threats that we were racist, the hatred that we were spreading, and they would keep us quiet. And not only was my life threatened, but they threatened my family.
And they threatened Barbara's house with graffiti and a little event where they tried to pull off her front door, and one of the calls actually said Barbara Coe is dead.
They who threatened?
We don't know.
Oh.
They don't identify themselves.
However, we did track the phone numbers because it was on the phone bill. We went to the police. We also went to the FBI with those phone numbers so they could track the actual originating phone number. They refused to take any action.
Okay. What I want to do is, before we get into this too much, I want to give people the web address. It's CCIR.net. So get on your computers, connect to the internet, and go to in your Internet Explorer, your Netscape, or whatever. The address is CCIR.net, and that is the website for the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. I am looking at that website right now, this is put up by the co-authors of Proposition 187. You can review the history of Prop 187 there, but in a nutshell, let's do it right now. Barbara and Evelyn, if you would, please.
Surely. This new initiative, actually, it's a constitutional amendment, has been written to be as bulletproof as possible.
Well, let's really back up. I'm sure most people listening to talk radio know what Prop 187 is. But let's really back up and just give a real a history. Prop 187 was passed by the voters. Was it overwhelmingly, or just did it slip by? I can't remember that.
Oh, goodness, no. It was 60%.
Overwhelmingly. How much?
60%.
60%. And what that was what did 187 do, basically?
Prop 187, the original one in 1994, denied all tax-funded benefits to illegal aliens. And that one did include public education. Obviously, it did not deny them emergency medical care because that is federal law. But it denied them all other tax-funded benefits.
Okay.
The new one is quite different.
Okay, and that was obviously just in the state because there's no such thing as a national proposition, I guess, right?
Yes. Actually, it was on its way, which was our original intention. Particularly on the public education part, it was on its way to the United States Supreme Court for a final decision when then Governor Gray Davis, as you recall, fraudulently mediated it into oblivion. That was the fastest mediation known to man, because only the opponents were invited to the mediation, and those of us who supported it were not only not invited, we were forbidden to attend.
This was in the, this is Evelyn, this was after it had been appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco, and that's where he did this bogus mediation.
Okay, so so you say this mediation, what was necessary to be mediated at all? That's what I don't understand. I mean, this is something that was
hard for us to understand too. They decided that they didn't want to pursue the appeal. Gray Davis did it by fiat. After he had promised during his election campaign that he would work to uphold the will of the people.
Uh-huh. Has there been any discussion with our new governor about this issue?
No, there has not, primarily because he refuses to return our phone calls. And, of course, we have all heard of his various and assorted statements in conjunction with Senator Gil Cedillo on issuing driver's licenses to illegals. And for all intents and purposes, Governor Schwarzenegger has stated that he will support that. And that is one of the most frightening things we're facing right now. And that is a part of the new Save Our State constitutional amendment.
Wow. So yes. So what's going to... Jeez. So when you put something on the ballot and it passes and the will of the people prevail, it really doesn't prevail because it gets overturned. Now, you say that this this new proposition that you have, Save Our... What is it called?
Save Our State.
Save Our State.
Yes, sir. And
you say that's bulletproof.
Yeah, as a constitutional amendment, that protects it from being overturned or mediated or dumped by any elected official. And if we can just get it on the ballot, it is predicted this time around to pass by over 70%. Also, the portion that is included addressing welfare has been written in strict compliance with existing federal immigration law, so we can avoid false accusations of, quote, unconstitutionality.
Another thing, Mr. Zwirling, that it would cover is it would reverse the in-state tuition that our legislature, in their infinite wisdom, decided to give to illegal aliens to our universities and colleges.
Yes, this particular amendment addresses three major issues. First of all, it denies nearly $5 billion, that's with a B, of our tax dollars for illegal aliens' benefits, which we as citizens, the majority, we cannot collect. Issue number two, it denies once and for all issuing driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And I hope your listeners will remember 9/11. It was the driver's license that enabled the terrorists to board the planes so that they could massacre thousands of our people. The third issue is deny acceptance of these bogus foreign government issued ID cards, such as the Matricula Consular card, because it has already been proven that criminals and smugglers have had multiple cards. There is no procedure for even the driver's license or these Matricula Consular cards to even confirm that the person getting them is the person applying. There is no procedure to confirm true identity, and there is no procedure for a criminal background check. This is our effort to combat terrorism by keeping these people out of our country, not giving them the documents to pursue their criminal activities. And even the IRS and the FBI have warned that issuing these documents is a threat to our national security.
Let me put in a word here. This is Evelyn again. Am I on?
You're on, Evelyn.
After the Madrid train bombing, the day after the Madrid train bombing, the L.A., Los Angeles City Council, voted unanimously to accept this foreign-issued matricula consular from whatever country in the world would issue them, including China, including Korea, including Saudi Arabia, including anywhere. So Los Angeles is actually a sanctuary city for anybody who wishes to do us harm, as is New York, as is San Francisco, as is other cities that have declared themselves sanctuary cities. And it's just mind-boggling to understand why they do such a thing.
Well, I think we should go ahead and open up the phone lines for those who would like to ask questions or make comments on the subject of illegal immigration, and particularly as it applies to terrorism. Our phone number is here at AM 1080 KSCO for your participation in this live two-hour telephone talk show. Panel is 479-1080 or 477-1340. Our guests are Evelyn Miller and Barbara Coe from the California Coalition of Immigration Reform. And the phone number is 877-NO-ILLEGALS, 877-NO-ILLEGALS, if you want to get in touch with that organization. They are seeking to gather enough signatures to get a bulletproof Save Our State initiative onto the November ballot, would it be?
Yes.
Okay. And wouldn't seem to me that it should be all that difficult to get those signatures, but apparently it's not all that easy, huh?
Well, this is why we're so very, very appreciative of having the opportunity to speak to your listeners today, because we have virtually had media blackout on this issue. There are still people that we see every day when we're out there collecting signatures still have never heard of it.
We have no funding for paid signature gatherers. This is all done by volunteers. And because it's a constitutional amendment to the California Constitution, it requires many more signatures than just a plain old initiative.
Okay, how many are required?
600,000 valid signatures, which means we have to top that by many to make sure that...
So you want to get a million or something, probably, right?
No, we're not looking at a million, far from it. We are looking at, give or take, 800,000 would be max, which would be a very, very safe margin. We have collected nearly 450,000, just our volunteers.
Over what period of time?
Actually, we didn't even get started on this until late January.
Oh, you're doing fine, but let's not be smug, okay? So
no,
I know you're not. I know you're not, but I said that because of what I just said.
Oh.
You're doing fine.
How many listeners do you think you have, Whirling?
Several million.
Well,
no, I'm only kidding. We're a 10,000-watt radio station. Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz is our market. There's little more than 500,000 people in our market, in our home market, but our 10,000-watt signal can be heard over about 30% of California in the daytime.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So you know, you can hear us in the Bay Area. You can hear us very well in the southern half of the San Francisco Bay Area. But, you know, we're not a station that you know, has a large presence in the Bay Area, because we don't do any advertising. We're an independently owned and operated station. I have no idea how many people are listening. Hopefully it's more than less. That's all I can say.
What we would like to put out to your listeners right now is that we are looking to get 200,000 to 300,000 more signatures. We've got paid signature gatherers. Some of them are out there already working on faith. And we are asking your listeners, if you don't want to pay $1,300 to $1,500 extra dollars on your tax bill, because that's what it averages out per household, to pay these illegal aliens' welfare benefits, if you're concerned about keeping criminals, smugglers, and terrorists out of your communities, we're putting forth a plea. Please, folks, dig deep, grab that checkbook, and please get it to us. As I said, we've got even more paid signatures standing by, and a lot of them are already out there on our behalf because they believe in it.
And consider that there will be maybe 3 million more drivers on the roads. You like sitting in traffic?
Right, yeah. So let's go to our first caller. That would be Mark in Watsonville. Mark, welcome to the Saturday special with Evelyn Miller, Barbara Cohen, MZ.
Yeah, good morning. I really want to compliment the women on the great work they're doing. You know, what makes no sense to me is all this week we've had the 9/11 commission in Washington, and everyone's up there all indignant and harumphing and this and that on how 9/11 happened. To me, it's inconceivable that we would allow illegal aliens access to driver's licenses in our state. And what I'm thinking is they will not just have access to an automobile license, but they could also get a commercial Class 1 license. So you could conceivably have an illegal alien driving a semi-truck with 10,000 gallons of high-octane gasoline going across the Golden Gate Bridge, the Bay Bridge, and due to some belief system that he may have, he may decide to just let that thing off in the middle of the span one day. So it's just, I can't believe it with the terrorism aspect worldwide and what we've seen in our country, we would allow people illegally in our country who we don't know who they are, no background, to be able to obtain a Class 1 commercial license to drive hazardous materials around our state.
Mark, what is it that is most important to any given politician? It doesn't matter who it is. What's most important to any given politician?
To get reelected.
Yeah. To get reelected, or I'd say it a different way, to stay in power.
Stay in power. Okay. Service his constituents.
Right. Now, no. To stay in power.
Well, the constituency will put him in power.
No, it's to stay in power. That's it. They don't care about, they don't give a damn about their constituents. They give a damn about one thing, staying in power.
Correct.
Now, I believe that lip service is being paid to the illegal immigration with respect to outside of the Mexico-U.S. border. I think it's politically correct and politically acceptable for politicians to be concerned about other than Hispanic Mexico illegal immigration.
Oh, correct.
Because that's not going to keep them in power. But for them to be for them to come out again, even our own President Bush, who wants to give amnesty to current illegals, as I understand it,
and his brother in Florida,
is pandering to that almighty Hispanic vote, because that is the way that they're going to stay in power. It's as simple as that.
And you're correct on that, and I don't think a terrorist, a Mexican national terrorist, would do such a thing, but following on the ability for an illegal alien to obtain a driver's license, someone could come from the Middle East who does not care for the policies of the United States and get their Class 1 commercial license and be hauling extremely hazardous materials up and down our state. So the guy next to you with that 80,000 pound load of God knows what, we don't know who he is or what his objectives are in our country. And it's just because we're going to hand out driver's licenses like a gift in a McDonald's Happy Meal.
Well, I think most people are against that idea. I think most of our population.
Well, they don't know, because they say, well, we're going to give out driver's license. Well, they're going to be driving a Toyota. Well, no, you give out a driver's license, you access the ability to operate any kind of vehicle, as long as you can pass the test down at the DMV, and that, like I said, that includes a 80,000-pound semi-truck hauling dynamite.
Absolutely. I hear you loud and clear. That is an excellent point, and it is very obvious that our corrupt elected officials are very willing to not only sacrifice our wallet, but sacrifice our very life, as you said, to stay in power.
How many California drivers, commercial van drivers, will lose their jobs because companies now won't hire illegal aliens to drive their vans? But when the illegals get their driver's license and start undercutting people's wages, drivers are going to be losing their jobs, not only 80-ton or however many ton big rigs are involved, just vans.
Absolutely. And let's never forget, terrorists come in many forms, and not all of them wear turbans. Every day, you're picking up the paper, reading about people from other countries robbing, raping, kidnapping, murdering innocent American citizens.
Yeah, can I make a quick point on that? The World Court just sued the United States because we have 52 Mexican nationals on death row in Texas,
right.
California. And they stated that these people's due process was not followed and that they were not able to contact their consulates on time of arrest. Santa Cruz is a sanctuary city. It is illegal for our local police to ascertain if a person is a foreign national, if he is here legally or not. They cannot determine that person's immigration status at time of arrest because that is a city policy, and that we are a sanctuary city such as San Francisco, San Jose, Los Angeles, where the police hands are tied to determine the nationality of that suspect. So how in the heck can we contact their consulate, because we don't know if they are a foreign national, and if they are, we don't even know where they're from. And so how can the World Court come in and sue us on this technicality when our city council has already tied the hands of the police so they cannot follow through with the due process?
Why are we a sanctuary city here in Santa Cruz, Mark?
Because when Jane Yokoyama was on the city council, that was her pet project to pass that through, where any person residing in Santa Cruz, when they came in contact with law enforcement, it was not law enforcement's duty to determine their legal status, and also when that person went for social services such as medical care or maybe even welfare, the city employees are not to ask that person's immigrant's status. Are they a legal resident?
Mark, let me say
state?
Something about that. Los Angeles has a little horror called Special Order 40, which was initiated by our then police chief, Daryl Gates, because organizations such as MALDEF and LULAC confronted him and said, look, our people don't want to be confronted by police. And so Special Order 40, prohibiting police, local law enforcement, and sheriffs from cooperating with the INS, started in L.A. in 1979. The Attorney General then, State Attorney General Dan Lundgren, issued an opinion that Special Order 40 was unconstitutional and illegal because it violated the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Our present Attorney General, Lockyer, issued a similar opinion, but they still keep it going, and we've been fighting that since 1979.
And our city here, Santa Cruz, copied that, and we are what is considered a sanctuary city, and the police cannot, at the time of arrest, determine the suspect's nationality. And so how can we, like I said, follow with the dictates, not that I want us to, of the World Court, and where the suspect can contact his consulate, because we don't know.
Well, the victim sure didn't get any rights when they were blown away by these folks.
No.
Also, did you note in Condoleezza Rice's testimony, she had never heard of these cities being identified as sanctuary cities.
Admiral Lehman was questioning her about that.
Well, I just remember Doris Meisner's comment when she was head of INS. She stated that student visas are not a current priority for our administration. They never will become one.
Well, you know something, Mark? this is something that's this particular issue, illegal immigration, has every time we've ever done a program on illegal immigration, we've had record numbers of phone calls. Do you realize that you're the only phone caller now? So that indicates to me one of two things. Either nobody's listening to KSCO or nobody cares. I can't believe that we don't have a whole lot of other phone calls right now. I can't believe that we don't have our phone lines jammed. Maybe it's because everybody agrees, but golly, if that's the case, people should call us to let us know. 479-1080. Or 477-1340, or maybe we just don't have any, and maybe nobody cares. You know, I don't know. That'd be very, very sad. Maybe people are just too busy making a living, or too busy wanting to recreate on Saturday to even get upset about this or something.
Maybe people think cheap labor is cheap. They're very much mistaken.
Mm-hmm. 477-1340 are phone lines to give us a call on here at the KSCO Saturday Special. I do believe that we should shortly take a break, but maybe we do have a caller, another caller here. Let's go to line two and say, who is this? You're welcome to the KSCO Saturday Special.
Hello, this is Sean.
Hi, Sean.
How are you?
Good. Hi. Yeah, you're on with Evelyn and Barbara and MZ.
Yeah, the reason I've actually wanted to call in. I have been listening to your guys' conversation, and I think there's a lot of people out there that do believe in what these women are doing, and I think I missed the phone numbers and the contact numbers because I do want to get involved. I think this is a big issue, and it's one of the things I believe very firmly that the illegal immigration is one of the things that's corrupt or that is destroying our state. Because we have a larger and larger group of people that is being supported by the taxpayers, and it's going to get to a point where there's going to be so many people that are going to be on the dole that us as taxpayers can't handle the burden.
Right.
You're absolutely right, and those of your listeners out there who want to help Arnold with the budget deficit, you're looking at deleting nearly $5 billion from it. So bear that in mind. That's annually, yes.
Right. We have. We also have. You look in our recent history. We have hospitals and agencies that are being forced to close down because of budgetary reasons. I think Monterey County has had a recent closure or talks of a closure of a hospital down there, I don't know if this is true, but it's probably because of the high percentage of non-paying patrons that are going to those hospitals, and who's paying for that? That's why it costs us $2,000 or $3,000 a night for a bed. As somebody that actually has insurance.
Right.
Absolutely, and they're busing them across the border in both Arizona and Texas for their free medical care. I don't know if you were aware of that or not, and of course, that is a good percentage of the trauma clinics that have just simply closed down, declared bankruptcy. End of discussion, and American citizens are dying because they cannot be treated because these places are closed down.
Let's go to our next caller. That would be Alex in Seaside. Alex, welcome to the KSCO AM 1080 Saturday Special. You're on.
Yeah, good morning. I'm calling because I'm listening to this radio station, and I cannot believe this lady that she's talking on the phone right now and complaining about what you guys call illegal aliens, you know. I think this is crazy what she's talking, you know.
Okay, well, what's crazy? We're happy you called.
Well, you know, illegal immigrants, they basically do all the work that nobody else wants to do, you know.
Well, that's true. I have to agree with that.
No, that is not true.
The rest of us don't feel like working, except maybe you guys collecting signatures.
I really wouldn't see this lady picking strawberries in Watsonville, you know. It's funny that she's complaining too much about this when all her vegetables and fruits that she eats, you know, they're picked by, you know, by illegal aliens, most of them, you know.
Let me respond to you, Alex. Do you believe that 14 million illegal aliens are picking strawberries and lettuce? Who picked the strawberries and lettuce before these invaders arrived?
I'm not saying anything about that.
Unfortunately,
I'm going to have to take control here, and we still don't have our equipment wired at KSCO so that we can, when we have contentious issues like this, that we could have separately control. All I can do is pot everybody down, and so if Evelyn and Alex are going to be arguing with each other and not letting each other get a word in edgewise, then nobody's going to be able to hear anything, because I got to take you down. I can't take you down individually. I can only, you know, take your volume down.
Well, I'm
together.
Trying to answer his question.
So, Alex, ask a question of either Evelyn or Barbara. Ask one specific question that they can answer you, and we can get, you know, an orderly discussion going here, okay? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
What I'm asking is that I don't see why not. I think if we actually issue a driver license to illegal immigrants, I think it would be a lot better and safer for everybody else, you know, because otherwise they're driving anyways, and they don't have insurance. They don't have car insurance. In that matter, if they would get, you know, driver license issued, they would be able to get it, you know, insurance, and everybody would be safer. Otherwise, so when they would crash, they're not covered, and people lose. The state loses. Everybody loses, you know.
What is your question, Alex?
My question, well, it's not basically that question. My question, I think you're a racist person, you know.
It's a statement. You called to say that the people that are guests on the radio station today are racist, basically.
I'm not sure about you. You know, I never heard, but to what I'm listening to this lady, she is very racist. She is.
Okay. Well, I guess there's no dialogue here. It was just a statement. Okay, Alex, appreciate your call.
May I respond a moment before he leaves?
Yeah, maybe you'd like to ask him a question. Oh, he did leave. He just hung up.
Oh, okay. All right.
What is racist about wanting our laws enforced? And who picked all the food before the invaders arrived? Who's picking the food in places in our country where they have not yet arrived? A couple of years ago, I was on a train going through New York, and guess what I saw? I saw plain old Americans waiting on tables, bussing dishes, changing sheets, and even washing cars and car washes. And I know that a few years ago, the janitors in Century City in Los Angeles, who were mostly black Americans, lost all their jobs because the illegal aliens came in and undercut their wages. Then, 6 months later, they're marching through Los Angeles with Jesse Jackson in front of them, demanding the higher wages of the people they displaced. And anybody trying to get a job in construction today, which are very good jobs that Americans always wanted, you can't have them unless you speak Spanish. So Mr. Alex is absolutely wrong. And as for being safer on the roads, that is an old canard that is not true. And we know that many of them who will get insurance, Barbara, don't they just have it for a month and then dump it?
Absolutely. They go in to get their insurance. We have people in the organization that see this happen constantly. And fine, they have their insurance, and then they get their license. Everything is wonderful. And then they revoke the policy. They are not about to have insurance on a permanent basis. It happens constantly.
I waitressed my way through college, and I was very happy to have the job. And my son, when he was in high school, was a busboy in a restaurant. So these are not jobs that Americans don't want. And high school and college students cannot get jobs in fast food restaurants here in Southern California because they can't speak a foreign language in their own country.
If you want to call the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO, phone number to use is 477-1340. We do have lines open at 477-1340, so call now if you want to participate. We are going to take a commercial break here in just a moment. If we're ready, Noah, yes? Okay. There's a lot more ahead. We got an hour and 15 minutes remaining in this KSCO Saturday special, the topic of which is illegal immigration. The guests are Evelyn Miller and Barbara Koh of the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. They are trying desperately to gather enough signatures for a new California constitutional amendment at this time called Save Our State, which would definitely put Proposition 187, which was passed in 1994, 10 years ago, into effect, along with some other ladies, along with some other issues here.
How about terrorist prevention?
Ooh, I like
national
that.
Sovereignty.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes, this is the greatest tool that we can have to send a loud and clear message.
And you're sure that if this gets on the ballot and if it passes, it's not going to be overturned?
Absolutely.
Because my question is, you know, it's going to have the teeth that, say, Prop 13 did in 1978. Although, if the people who are in control now were in control in 1978, I dare say that Prop 13 would have been overturned because they just hadn't gotten around to learning how to do that back then. What do you think?
It depends a bit on judges, doesn't it? This Save Our State is written in strict compliance with federal law. There's an organization out of New York, and I think it's national now, called Jail for Judges. Some of them ought to be in jail.
Okay. All right. Yeah, smoke another one. I don't think that's ever going to happen, but that'd be nice, because I agree with you. A lot of them do deserve to be in jail. It's the KSCO Saturday Special. My name is MZ. We're going to take a commercial break now. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It takes a lot of energy to sell your home, and I have energy to spare. Hello, my name is Heidi Theodore with Sherman & Boone Associates in Capitola. How much energy do I have? I've lived in Australia, Japan, England, New York, and now in Santa Cruz County. I founded the Core Leaders Children's Theater, and this year we're putting on 4 plays. I founded the County Daffodil Society, and we planted 360,000 daffodils. And I buy and sell real estate across the world. When it comes time to sell your home, list with someone who has energy to spare. That's me. I'm Heidi Theodore, and I have energy to sell your home. Call me 24/7 at 831-464-5093. I'm Heidi Theodore with Sherman & Boone, 464-5093, or HeidiTheodore.net. By the way, there's only one Heidi Theodore, and that's me.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Howard Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both Gilda and I and my son Dino look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Here's the bad news. Credit card companies are charging up to 22% interest these days. Now the good news. If you're a homeowner, there's a good chance that you can save a lot of money on credit card debt with a tax-deductible mortgage loan, even if your credit rating is low. Hi, I'm Jim Chubb with Pacific Inland. We would love to help you save money by consolidating credit card debt with a new home mortgage. Please call us at Pacific Inland today, 475-2600. That's Pacific Inland at 475-2600, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate.
KSCO 1080 on your dial.
And it's 10 minutes before 11 a.m. Hour number one of the Saturday special is in its home stretch, but the program itself is not. We've got another hour after that, right up until noontime.
Yep.
We're talking immigration, illegal immigration, and that voice you heard, I think, belongs to Barbara Koh from the CCIR. Their website is ccir.net. It stands for California Coalition of Immigration Reform. And this group is gathering signatures for the Save Our State Constitutional Amendment initiative, which we all hope will be on the November ballot. Doesn't matter, I've always been one to sign petitions to put something to the voters, you know, just almost regardless of what it is. I mean, I think people should be allowed to vote on something that that has such far-reaching impact and so forth. CCIR.net is their website, and if you want to give the internet and find out more about it, is it possible to print out a copy of the petition, ladies?
Absolutely.
So they don't. It's down. Real easy to sign the petition, right?
You can just. Oh yes. Go to save187.com, and they can download their own. Make sure that both sides, you have to put it, you download the front side, then put it back in, print the back side. You can get your copy of the petition right there, read all about it, and go out and get that sucker filled up with signatures and get it in as quickly as possible.
Right. Okay. Hey, I really wish Alex from Seaside hadn't hung up, because I wanted to ask some questions, and it would have been nice to have a nice orderly dialogue going, which it sounded like we were starting to get, but, well, whatever. 479-1080 or 477-1340 are the phone numbers for you to call. You can fax us at 475-2967. You can email me, mz@ksco.com, either now or any time. I don't have the mail up right now, the email, but I can put that. I can get that up within the next 10 minute or two here. Actually, we don't have any lines open at the moment, but we will shortly. This is more like it. This is what we like to see. It shows that there is some interest.
Michael,
after all, yes.
I wish we would get more challenging calls like,
yes,
Alex, because do you notice whenever we answer their questions, they always resort to being. To saying, well, these people are racist. And I want to know what is more racist than the National Council of La Raza, the National Council of the Race.
Okay, well, maybe we'll get some callers. Let's take Sean's phone call. Sean actually is from Santa Cruz, but he's visiting a friend in Watsonville today. So we decided that he should be next. Sean, you're on.
Yes,
hi,
thank
Sean.
You. Yeah, I'm actually a business owner in Watsonville also, and I was hoping to be able to speak to Alex also. 2 points. Alex had said in one of his comments regarding getting licenses for illegal immigrants, just in that sentence that he said right there, they are illegal. I have friends that are from other countries that are trying to get legal status here, and it's a long, drawn-out process. And all the things that the illegal aliens have access to, it blows my mind. The other thing he talked about them, and you guys brought up the point also about getting insurance, and he says, well, if we can get driver's licenses, then we'll get insurance. Like I said, I'm a business owner in Watsonville, and I've been in the 9 months that I've relocated my business to Watsonville, I've been in 2 accidents with people that did not, I don't know if they were illegal or not, but they were non-insured motorists. And who gets stuck holding the bag for that? My insurance. And it just blows my mind that they hide behind those, the race issues and the issues that they're going to be able to access insurance when it's false.
Well, Alex, if you're still listening, Alex in Seaside, you can call us back if you want to. We'll put you on. Call us on the 477-1340 number, because we do have a line or two open right there at the moment. So, okay. Well, I let's see. We've got 6 minutes until 11 o'clock, top of the hour news. I guess we'll thank you for your phone call, Sean, in Watsonville. And if Alex calls back, I guess he can address your question and so forth. But thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. Our next caller will be Joe in Santa Cruz, California. Joe, you're on the air on AM 1080 KSCO.
Hey, good morning, MC. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey there, Joe.
I just want to interject something. I agree with a lot of what the ladies are saying, but one main thing is, like, I work in restaurants and stuff, and, like, the college kids, people that we try to hire today, they are just plain lazy. White people are lazy. Like, I'm a Caucasian person. I work really hard, you know, over 50 hours a week usually. But the people that I hire these days, like, they are just lazy. I'm 43 years old, and, like, I work really hard. But I've, like, in our restaurant, we've had, like, about 9, like, kids, you know, UCSC students mostly, Cabrillo College kids, that promised up and down that they'd, you know, be great workers and everything. And they started out like halfway decent, but of course they totally slacked, you know, promised they'd sweep, promised they'd do all the cleaning, clean the walk-in, things like that. It never got done. We finally hired one guy who is in the process of trying to be legal right now. And, like, the guy, he's always on time. He's always polite. I only have to tell the guy, like, one time, and he gets the job done. And I'm just saying, I agree with a lot of what you ladies are saying, but until, like, Caucasian people step up to the batting plate and start, like, giving, like, 110%, like most of these people that you're calling illegal aliens are, because I know a lot of them are in the process of really trying to get their stuff together. And a lot of them really do want to live in this country and want to go through the right process. Because I work in the restaurant industry, and I know. I see my dishwashers, like, going to Santa Cruz. You know, they're working, like, 40-plus hours a week and then going to night school to learn, like, English and stuff and learn computer skills, which people, like, 40 years old now, they're refusing to do. They're saying, hey, man, I'm 40 years old. I can't learn computer skills now. And I say, well, if you don't want to learn them, you know, you're not going to have any chance of getting, like, a potentially better job.
Yeah, go ahead and go broke.
That's basically what I'm saying. I do agree with you that I should not have to speak Spanish to, like, you know, apply for a job at, like, you know, some, like, County Santa Cruz, you know, agency. I totally agree with that. But that's just what I have to say. Because, like, I've dealt with a lot of, you know, it's mainly UCSC students, I have to say. And, you know, they just, like, they
Barbara
say,
and Evelyn, do you feel like anything Joe has said needs to be attacked?
Well, I think that's a pretty broad brush to say white people are lazy. I don't think it was lazy white people who established our nation. And I'm going to say right now, number one, by hiring an illegal alien, that is a violation of federal law. And it makes me particularly concerned, being in the restaurant business, because what people seem to forget is that these illegal aliens bypass the health tests, and they are bringing into our nation terminal illnesses. They are infecting our people. I'm talking about terminal TB.
God, I wish Alex would call. I wonder if he would characterize what you just said as a racist statement.
He
probably would, huh?
I'm sure he would, because he has no legitimate argument. Therefore, they use the term racist to try to substantiate their position, which, of course, is impossible. As Evelyn said previously, if you answer their question, the bottom line is, oh, well, you're a racist.
Okay, well, let's hear what Santa Cruz Mike has to say here. Hi, Santa Cruz Mike. You're on the air on AM 1080.
Hey, Mike, another interesting show.
Why, thank you.
Hey, I'm a racist because, you know, I can go down to Santa Cruz County Jail and have a little visit. I'll bet you 85% of the people there are Hispanic. Is that racist because we're observing a fact?
What is that terrible sound?
That's not me.
I don't know what's going on here. Let's.
What was that?
I have no idea, but somebody wants to jam our signal, obviously. Someone is probably does not like what they hear.
This is Bill. It was another clap. It took one of those where I would have to be on the phone for a marathon. Oh. This week was another chapter of Spencer's.
What in the world? Are you guys on? Are you on cell phones?
No.
Are you on walking phones?
Barbara is, that I'm on a landline.
Oh, okay. Well, here, yeah.
MZ, the end of the hour has happened.
Okay,
so,
thank you very much. So it's KSCO Santa Cruz. It's 11 a.m. Back in 6 minutes.
5 minutes past 11 o'clock, I'm Jay Cruz with the Central Coast weather forecast for this Saturday, April 10th, 2004. Tonight, patchy coastal low clouds and fog, otherwise mostly clear with lows in the mid-40s to mid-50s with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, patchy morning, coastal low clouds and fog, otherwise mostly sunny with highs from the lower 60s at the coast to the lower 80s, while inland with northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming west 10 to 25 miles per hour with locally higher gusts in the afternoon. Sunday night, areas of coastal low clouds and patchy dense fog extending inland overnight, otherwise mostly clear with lows in the mid-40s to lower...
to hang up.
up on me, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Okay, I think this Twilight Zone-ish occurrence has been straightened out or ironed out. I don't think we're going to have any more spurious telephone transmissions, but who knows?
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Okay, now it would be correct to say welcome back to the KSCO Saturday Special. It wouldn't be correct to say welcome back to hour number two of the Saturday Special, because we're just beginning hour number two of the Saturday Special. So yeah, I just want to make sure that we want to be precise here on the KSCO and the Saturday Special. My name is MZ. The topic today is illegal immigration. With two of the most learned people I know of on this subject, that would be Evelyn Miller and Barbara Coe, both of the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. Their website is ccir.net if you want to check them out. They are currently engaged in a battle to save Proposition 187, which was the anti-illegal immigration, or I shouldn't say it. Proposition 187 was passed about 10 years ago here in California and was promptly overturned. What it would have done was prevent or prohibit illegal immigrants from receiving certain benefits such as welfare and health benefits and so forth that many feel is inappropriate and is dragging the state down. And I guess I can say that without being called a racist, but maybe what I said would be considered a racist statement by some people. In any case, we do invite you to participate in this discussion. We're going to be on the air right up until 12 noon today. And before the break, we had the very articulate Santa Cruz Mike on the line here, and we were sort of knocked off track by some unknown interference.
Let me throw something else into the mix.
Yeah, okay. We want to bring. Let me bring Mike back up here so he can finish where he was.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Evelyn.
A few years ago, the security chief of Mexico, his
speak,
name
speak
was,
louder, please, if you can.
A few years ago. Is this better?
Yeah, much better.
A few years ago, the security chief of Mexico, who is now the ambassador to the UN from Mexico, publicly issued a statement. His name is Rodolfo Aguilar Zinser. Issued a statement that Hezbollah cells are operating in northern Mexico. And we know that people from every country are pouring into Arizona. People from China, people from the Middle East that are being picked up by the Border Patrol. And as far as lazy people not wanting to work in California, let me throw this into the mix too. The Census Bureau has predicted that by 2050, our United States will have a population of 500 million people, and California will have a population by 2040 of 60 million, double what we have now. There's not enough drinking water for all these people.
Okay, Santa Cruz Mike. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, you know, Mike, this is another interesting show, and these women are probably really nice women, and, you know, they're trying to do a noble thing, but they're wasting their time because we are no longer a nation of rules and laws. As an example, when that threat was made on their toll-free number, which all toll-free numbers are logged, so you can't do it in secrecy or without even an unlisted number, they will get the phone number. When they made a threat against them, even if it was only the one that was a threat to kill them, any type of threat over a telephone line is a felony. The fact that the FBI would not investigate, that shows you the partial. Now, if they had been a minority group and a white person or some other person had called and made a threat to them, the FBI would have been all over them and made a sample of them. Another example is with Barry Bonds. Why was he chased? Why did they go after him for steroids? Because an IRS agent had it out for this guy and was going to find some way to bring him down because he thought he was a phony and he thought he was on steroids. We have selective prosecution. We have all the laws in place to protect America. But the federal government has an agenda which is contrary to the American citizen, and that is we're going to expand and grow our population so that we can get more tax revenue in, and we're going to do it any way possible by relaxing the existing laws, and as Jeb Bush is trying to do now, to make more laws to allow the illegals and encourage them to come to our country.
Ladies, I presume that you're happy that Santa Cruz Mike called, but you probably don't like all of what he had to say.
Oh, no, he is absolutely correct. He is totally correct.
Can I go to another level?
Do you believe that you're wasting your time? Because that's
absolutely
what he believes.
Huh? And I will give you a very good example right at the moment. In fact, I'm preparing our newsletter right now because Bush's proposed amnesty to millions of illegal aliens was dead on arrival in Congress. We can certainly thank one gentleman who is the champion of our issue, that is Congressman Tom Dangrito from Colorado, along with other patriot representatives who are courageous enough to take the heat. And, of course, there's a lot of heat. However, for the 108th Congress, it was dead on arrival. Does that mean he won't keep pushing? No, it does not. But the reason it's dead on arrival, it's called people power prevailed.
The people
and
power
people
is not
prevailing.
People
contacted Washington, President Bush, their own senators, their own representatives. It was a tidal wave of protest. And that particular issue is a dead issue right now. So,
excuse me, ma'am, but you're missing the whole point here. You can make all the laws you want to. You can make more laws. The fact is, when you go to every significant airport in the United States, there's two signs, one in English, one in Spanish. It's been like that for 5 to 10 years. There's a reason for that. It doesn't matter what Congress does. Whoever it is that makes the decisions to ignore laws, to ignore what Congress, the laws that Congress has written, it doesn't matter what they pass or don't pass because our borders are open sieves.
What do you suggest, sir?
I suggest that if the people who are against the immigrants coming in, they must get as vocal and as violent and as nasty as the people who are opposing you right now, and then our leaders will actually do something. But the problem is...
What do you suggest?
Use the same tactics they are. Call up their organizations every time they put up a sign and harass them. Give them a hard time. But you see, we're not like that, and we won't do that, and that's why we're losing. We don't believe in harassing people. We believe in rules and laws and regulations. And that is why we are losing the battle. They don't. They believe in breaking laws. They believe in perverting laws. They believe in lying and manipulating. That's why we're losing the battle.
I agree with that.
And we don't have judges with enough gall and with enough balls to stand up to what they're doing because they're afraid of them, too. Look, it's the same thing with Islam moving to the United States.
Probably 4 years in a row when our organization and... sister organizations who cooperate with us have gone to rallies or demonstrations in favor of border control and our local law enforcement. We have been attacked every time physically and violently, sending people to the hospital. They come across the street and attack American citizens who are celebrating the 4th of July. And
where are the police?
The police are nowhere.
That's exactly right. But I'll tell you what, you go to Cinco de Mayo Day or whatever the holiday is, and you start attacking and protesting people there, and the police will usher you away and out of distance and offside.
We have, sir. No, and I hear you loud and clear, and you are certainly totally accurate. However, this is another reason to do battle against this driver's license, because these people vowed in 1995... we will overcome by sheer numbers using the vote if possible and violence if necessary.
Well, it's only going to get worse. There's another reason, too, that our government on the higher levels wants this type of activity. We have the baby boomers growing up. They're going to be draining Social Security, draining our government sources. White people, and I say this just generically, don't have kids anymore. We have got to have all of our models in business and in government and in our life are based upon growth. Everything has to grow because everything's a pyramid or it's going to collapse. We have to have continued population growth in order to support our existing infrastructure. Well, we're not having enough children, so what do? We have to do everything possible on the higher levels. That's what our government's doing, to encourage illegals or anyone to come to this country who will pay taxes in some form or another or do something so that the government can extract money from them.
Hey, Santa Cruz Mike.
Yes.
What you just said, I can't control myself. My finger started twitching, and it went right over to line four to bring on Population Pat.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Hey, Pat, you're on.
Okay, I'm just calling
I mean, Pat, I think Pat's there, aren't you, Pat?
I'm here.
No, Population Pat.
Oh, wrong
no,
one.
No, Population Pat was never on.
Hey, do you want me to get out, hang up?
No, I want you to stay on. So that's not Population Pat?
No.
No.
Oh, see,
Pat,
I feel like
Pat from Santa Cruz.
I feel like a fool.
Hey,
okay.
You know, Mike, I used to disagree with Population Pat, and I thought he was a nutcase.
Yeah?
Hey, and then I started reading and studying, and you know what? We do have a population problem.
Yeah.
We don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the sewage ability. We don't have the ability, as far as just water, even in Santa Cruz County,
God
to
bless
continue
Population
much growth.
Pat, and one of these
That's
days
exactly
we won't
right.
have Population Pat to kick around anymore.
That's exactly right.
You know? And so, anyhow, well, let's hear, if it's not Population Pat, it's another Pat in Santa Cruz.
Yep.
You're on.
Okay, I'm just wanting to throw in a few cents here on the idea of workers. Do you know Burger King here in Santa Cruz will not hire anybody that can't speak Spanish? If you have no knowledge of the Spanish language, you cannot be hired.
That's because it's Spanish-owned.
Well, whatever.
And that's
anyway, and another issue on the issue of international driver's license.
Isn't that racist or discriminatory?
I think it is, but what can we do about it?
It's called having an enlightened employee these days, Mike.
But also, as far as illegals coming in and getting driver's license, what happened to international driver license? I know years ago, I used to know a lot of people came from different countries. They had driver's license from that country for international driving.
You're absolutely right.
What happened to them?
They are ignoring that.
Well,
they
then don't they don't need to be pushing that. Another issue I seen on TV last night. Do you know that we are training and going to import people from Spain or wherever to do bilingual teaching in our schools in Salinas? They're going to import them. They're going to train them and import them in. That means teachers are going to be put out on the street as far as teaching goes. What happened there? We got teachers that are trained. I worked in the schools. I'm not working. I'm 64.
Where did you get that information, Pat?
On television.
Oh, yes, they are. That's
that was on
TV accurate.
Last night on the news. They're going to be training and importing teachers to come into our state to teach bilingual in Salinas. They put Salinas because it's countrified, and that's what they want. Now, what about our teachers out there? I know darn well they are bilingual. Come on, give me a break. Salinas?
They will be displaced as have...
Because they will be... They want to lower the wages on our teachers. That's the only other reason it can be. Plus, they're going to bring them in, and that means the teachers that are there are going to have to move out because they won't be able to afford it.
Ladies, Evelyn and Barbara, are there any provisions in your Save Our State initiative that would deal with this? It's so complicated.
This has already been passed.
Well, the bottom line is when we're looking at denial of around $5 billion, worth of welfare benefits is the fact that is the reason that so many of these people come here for their free lunch. Now, when you're talking about the teachers,
we're talking professionals.
They decide to do that. She is absolutely right. Millions of teachers will be displaced just as millions of other American citizen workers have been displaced. It is
we're talking
family suicide.
I already saw the books. I was at a little conference in the city of Santa Ana here in Southern California, and the books in Spanish are there. They have been come in from Mexico in math, science, social studies, history, and they're already there in place in Santa Ana.
But we have American teachers that are bilingual.
Why are any classes being taught in two languages anyway? Again, you guys are dealing on a lower level that is insignificant.
What is happening down in the lower levels is because of directives from high up above.
We need the bilingual because of the job opportunities. I know kids that have tried to get jobs at Burger King and been turned down because they don't talk Spanish.
Well, of course.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
There are other jobs out there. Now they're trying to say that our kids are lazy because they won't work. They can't. I worked in the fields in Arizona next to people, and there, you know, there was more Americans out there pulling onions than anybody I know.
Yeah, but if you're like me, that was 25 years ago, 30 years ago. I worked in tobacco fields.
I would still work them, and I'm in my
Santa Cruz. Mike worked in the tobacco fields of Tennessee?
In North Carolina. I was raised on a tobacco farm. I worked with blacks. We worked side by side.
That's right.
And that's the way it was. You know what? We got along back then.
That's right. You did. But you had to live in the lower category of people because in order to survive.
Well, actually, you know what was interesting? When I was raised, I'm 49, so that gives you a time frame. When I was raised, and let me tell you, North Carolina was dirt poor back then. When I was raised,
well, I'm
back
almost
then,
65.
There wasn't a whole lot of difference. We were there, like the doctor lived four blocks down from me, but I wasn't in a rich neighborhood. The poor people lived just two blocks, so in a little town with 1,600 people. There was not this huge economic divide that we have today. Now, there was rich people and there was poor people, but there wasn't this huge gulf that we have today. And there wasn't this sucking sound out of our country of every good job, everything that's good and been great for building America, like we have right now, a sucking sound that's encouraged by every president we've had for the last 20 years, whether Clinton, whether Gore, whether Bush, or whether Reagan. We have been sucked dry, not the leaders and the rich and the powerful and the big corporations, but the little guys, the newly rich, the middle class. What middle class?
Do we have a middle class now?
Well, if we don't have a middle class,
go get a job in Santa Cruz.
What
are most jobs in Santa Cruz now? They're $10 and $12 an hour working at a retail store with very minimal benefits.
If they're lucky to get in.
That's right. Where we
used
to have
now,
in Santa Cruz,
I mean, they're hiring other people from other countries to replace Americans.
Well,
I mean,
course,
this is ridiculous.
They'll come from India. Great programmers, great minds, good people for half the price of what an American
programmer
would get.
That's
not
why.
Half.
That's
one,
why you're
one
finding.
Eighth.
That's why you're finding other people working
them.
Because they can get them cheaper. I mean, they can get them cheaper than our kids, for goodness sakes, when they're on vacation.
Well, I
I'll
hate to be negative. I hate to be negative, but it all boils down to, I mean, what do? I mean, we're sort of doomed if that's...
What made America
fighting.
Great after World War II? Every politician had this on their mind, America first. What makes our borders were protected. Our products were protected. Our way of life was protected by the interest of our politicians. We had taxes. Not to restrict businesses, but to keep them investing in America.
Yeah.
Now our tax system has changed. How? Cash out.
Because you need to pander to the Hispanic vote, you're not going to get elected in the future. At least that's the feeling.
Hispanics
are a minority.
Yeah. Poor Evelyn needs to talk.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Evelyn.
Well, I agree with the caller that it is from the top down. If we didn't have a welfare state, then able-bodied men and women who were cut off from public dole would either work or starve.
Somebody should answer his or her cell phone.
But it's not enough. It's not enough to call up a radio station.
Not mine either. I don't have one.
About it. You have to help us. You have to help us with this Save Our State initiative drive by calling 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Don't call up and just complain. Get busy.
We have to save our country. The federal laws are going to supersede whatever you can do on a state level. That's the problem.
No.
Our federal law for 20 years has usurped the state's rights. When you look at the first constitution written in this country, what did it do? It was a compromise between 13 religious states. If you read the state's constitution, they were all very religious in nature. They required going to church. They required building churches in communities where they weren't there because it was the almighty duty of every man to worship God. Then the federal constitution usurped those rights, and now the federal constitution, to this day, more than ever, usurps all the rights that the states has whenever it is in the interest of building a federal central government.
So you're going to just sit back and wait for it all to happen?
No, I'm waiting for the right organization and the right person with leadership skills to do something that I believe is going to be effective, and then I'm going to jump on the wagon with them.
Are you signing all these petitions? I sure am.
Well, I signed the petitions, but again, if we make something in California, even the Proposition 187, it's going to be undone as it always is. It has to be done on
help
a different
me.
Level in a different way. Now, I don't know what it is. I wish I knew. I would tell
I
you.
I mean,
I would help
we
you.
Try to get rid of the idea of having the illegals get driver's license, and then they take and pull this thing about bringing in imported teachers. I mean, what's next?
Well, I had to get back to work. I've enjoyed talking to you ladies.
Yes, thank you very much. We've all enjoyed talking together.
I just want to conclude this. Anyone who advocates giving up, and that is exactly what I'm hearing, the answer is no. We are going to take our country back, and together we can do it. And this is what I'm urging people to contact that toll-free number and find out exactly how we can work together. And everybody says, well, I signed the petition. No, you don't sign a petition.
Yeah, wait a second here.
You circulate a petition.
Okay.
That is how we do it together.
You don't just sign a petition, you circulate. Although if all you can do is sign it, fine. You know, you'll be happy to take any, you know, ones and twosie signatures, obviously, I'm sure, especially since it's easy to do it by going to on the internet to save187.com and just downloading it, signing it that way. We want to take the call from Cincinnatus in Santa Cruz. Did I say your name right?
Yes.
Sir? Yeah. How do you say it? You're on the air. You're on the air.
Okay.
It's Harold and Aptos. Okay, let's go to Theodora here. Theodora, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm just calling in response to this last caller. I don't think political effort like these gals are doing is ever wasted. And in fact, I'm sure a lot of the response to what Davis did with 187 came back to haunt him in this last recall election. So there are, by doing what they're doing, they're gathering forces to come forward and care enough about an issue to take it through the electoral process. Now, I agree with the other gentleman that the stronger forces will try and undermine that. But what you gals are doing, and to your credit, is you are giving a way for people to focalize their concerns about this issue, and that is never wasted. So thank you for your work. I have a lot of mixed feelings on this because I was in Santa Cruz and doing political support work for some of the Central American issues when this directive came down to ignore, for the police to ignore whether people were illegal or not. And a lot of the where that came from was that this community was harboring refugees from El Salvador, where there was a very bloody civil war going on, and American money was supporting the death squads. And so it wasn't so much, I think, about the illegal Mexican immigrants. I think it was more about recognizing that we were a sanctuary for people fleeing U.S.-supported death squads throughout Central America. So that is it's a broader issue than just, you know, what you gals are dealing with. But again, anytime anybody wants to do something politically and do it through the electoral process, it does help focalize the issue and get people educated. So don't be discouraged.
We're not.
They're not discouraged.
Yeah,
at all.
I know you're not. But the other caller was, don't do anything till it's the right thing. Well, you know, everything counts. Everything counts.
Thank you, Theodora.
Okay.
Okay, let's hear from Jeannie. You're on the air, Jeannie.
Hi, Michael.
Hi there.
I want to commend these two women. I've heard them speak, and boy, they really write in there, and I appreciate these two.
They're hard workers, just like you.
I want to say Local Agenda 21 does have a part of the same thing that's being discussed today on the radio. It's called social justice, and it's ethnic diversity and discrimination. And that particular principle goes along with what's happening in the immigration. So I would like to say to Mike in Santa Cruz, is this is very local, and what's happening in this Local Agenda 21, they're implementing all the principles of social justice into the county general plan that's coming up. So he should try to get educated. And what I would ask him to go on the internet is www.freedom21santacruz.net. And we can do things locally because the state is still very powerful.
Let me tell you to the caller, Hello?
Yes.
One of the most significant things that we can do is to try to get treasonous politicians out of power. We tried very hard to defeat U.S. Congressman David Dreyer from California, who is an open borders globalist. His voting record on immigration issues is horrible. And if we can defeat politicians who are denying the will of the people and betraying Americans, that is the most significant thing, I think, right now, besides this constitutional amendment. If we can show that we can get some of those guys out of there, but people just keep voting their guy back in.
Well, we have five supervisors in Santa Cruz, California, that are taking mandates and dictates from the international community. And yes, you're exactly right. We have to get them off their seats and get someone that's principled and actually is doing work for the people and not the rich multinational corporations.
Absolutely. And this is another reason that we are so strongly committed to stopping driver's licenses.
Real quick, Mike, I want to respond to...
That will give them greater access to the ballot box and our voice as our vote. And they're already voting in California, but this will triple or quadruple the number of illegal aliens who will vote exactly as La Raza, MALDEF, LULAC, so on and so forth, order them to vote. We must stop it. That is our most
viable... Isn't it true that the former LULAC president received the nation's highest civilian award in 1998, and that would be the person who was on with us several years ago, Mario Robledo. Isn't that true?
That is true. He was awarded that by President Clinton.
He said this is going to be a Hispanic state. Anybody who doesn't like it should leave. They ought to go back to Europe.
I want to respond real quick, Michael, to what Theodora said regarding the civil war in El Salvador.
Okay.
As you know, I lived there, and it was not a civil war. We had people coming in from Russia, Bulgaria, Cuba, and so it was actually a takeover of the Republican form of government in El Salvador. So you must get out of the United States and live in those countries to understand what's really happening. And I thank you, ladies, for being on this morning.
Are you helping us with signature gathering?
I sure will right now.
Thank you.
Okay, there goes Jeannie. And I don't know where Jeannie is because it doesn't... Oh, she's in Aptos. That's right. Okay, let's go to Gary in Live Oak, our next caller. Let's bring Gary up. Gary, you're on the air on KSCO AM 1080.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, ladies.
Hi, Gary.
One thing I do disagree with, and the fact that they're doing this for votes, I don't believe that that's true because they really represent a small portion of the population. I believe it was touched on several times earlier.
Yeah, I brought that up, Gary, actually.
Yeah, and it seems, you know, that's usually the one that's put forth. I think it's a deliberate attack on the middle class and the culture, and... David Dreyer, by the way, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and headed Arnold Schwarzenegger's transition team.
That's right.
As was Jack Kemp and William Bennett, who came out years ago to help defeat protecting our borders.
That's right.
And the White House said that Tom Tancredo of Colorado was unwelcome at the White House. So this is coming from the top down, and it's repeated throughout the central committees and throughout the both political parties.
And you don't think it's for votes?
No. What they're after is to attack the middle class several different ways.
Why?
The people coming over the border aren't used to constitutional basis. So they're used to tyranny. They're used to bossism. They can use the lower middle class. All they need is managers in between. You look at the people that are funding this, which I think is a key missing part in the program today. You look at the foundations, the Carnegie, Panetta, Rockefeller, Tides, Ford. Right down the line to these radical organizations, you look at who's in the foundations, also members of the Council on Foreign Relations. It's world government, and it's a fair trade for the Americas. They're trying to mix destroy the borders so that they can do to the United States and North and South America what they have done to Europe. It's all moving towards a new world order. It's an attack on the middle class, clearly. There's an excellent article. You can find it on the Internet a lot of places. A woman by the name of Taylor Caldwell wrote Attack Against the Middle Class, 1974. She says the self-styled elite will secure in their own powers, many of them huge fortunes, which are tax-exempt, are determined. Never again will the middle class challenge them.
Gary, I just, maybe you're right, but I don't understand what can be gained. I mean, I don't understand why people would want to attack the middle class. You're on a much higher plane than I guess I am. Can you explain it to me?
Right,
it's in a wealthy elite. All of Europe, all of history, except for a few times during the Roman Republic and a few other times, and that's why our constitutional fathers used those particular governments as a basis to divide power. Everything that's going on now concentrates power.
We have to work on the level where we can, and that's
exactly
what we're doing.
What you need to do, you never know where the Achilles heel is. It's going to make people see the larger picture. But these guys are not in it just for the votes. These are very well-funded, calculated things to destroy the middle class, and it's so obvious everywhere. I mean,
Michael, are you using...
I'm here.
Remember I told you that we had sent an audio CD to you?
Yes.
We have sent this audio CD to over 80 talk show hosts throughout the country. I'm going to send you another one if you can't find it.
How long is it?
Well, you can see it on our website. It's at CCIR.
Oh, can I download it?
The Takeover of America. It has about 15 little clips of 2 to 3 minute speeches by people who are taking over our country. And you can download the little clips. You can listen to it. You can see it right there on our website.
Good. That's what I'll do.
And what I just want to add, when you are able to listen to that, and of course these are all taped live, so it's in their own voices. If we do not get this on the ballot, then statements, one particular made by Art Torres, who is chairman of the Democratic Party in California, stated, this was in 1995, Prop 187 is the last gasp of white America. That is going to become a reality, folks, if we don't fight back and fight back now. Also, there are others have stated it's, You old people, it's your duty to die. This is our land, and we will take it back. On and on and on.
Armando Navarro, professor of ethnic studies at the University of California, Riverside. He organized a conference of about 500 Latino activists pledged noncompliance with Prop 187. This conference was hosted by UC Riverside Mecha.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the Browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino-Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano-Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
Wow. Okay, yeah, this is great. We can download all of these and play them right now if you want. Are they all similarly short?
They are all similarly short.
Here's a good one from Mario Obledo on the Tom Likas program here. Mm-hmm. So maybe that.
Mario Obledo was a founding member of MALDEF, the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund. Obledo stated on a radio talk show, "California is going to be a Hispanic state. And anyone who doesn't like it should leave. They ought to go back to Europe."
We're going to take over all the political institutions of California. In 5 years, the Hispanics are going to be the majority population of the state.
You also made the statement that California is going to become a Hispanic state, and that if anyone doesn't like it, they should leave. Did you say that?
I did. They ought to go back to Europe.
And you don't think that we share that with the mindset that you are...
And then the law of the land will be open the borders, let everybody in, burn down billboards, shut up anybody you don't agree with. That once the Hispanics take over, then we're not going to have freedom of speech anymore. You're going to tell us what's okay to say. You're going to tell us when we're crying fire in a crowded theater. You know, it's one thing to cry fire in a crowded theater. It's another thing to set a fire, which you're about to do.
Okay, I guess that was a great clip here. Real scary stuff. I mean, that's Mario, all right. He talked like that on our program here seven years ago.
When CCIR, the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, erected a billboard on the California-Arizona border reading, "Welcome to California, the illegal immigration state," Mario Oblato, infuriated, went to the billboard location and threatened to blow it up or burn it down. Even after this threat to deny American citizens their freedom of speech, President Clinton awarded Oblato the Presidential Medal of Freedom, America's highest civilian honor.
Jose Angel Gutierrez said, "We have an aging white America. They are dying. I love it."
Mm-hmm.
How would you translate
He's
that statement,
He's a good
statement,
friend
sir?
Of mine.
He is.
Very smart person.
Very smart, okay.
Right.
Okay, well, gee, there's a whole bunch of great clips here. That's at ccir.net. Give it a whirl, gang. So let's see. Susan and Coralitos, I guess, has been waiting a long time. Let's bring Susan on and say welcome to the Saturday special with MZ Evelyn Miller and Barbara Coe. You're on, Susan.
Yes, I am very happy to have the opportunity to speak with Barbara and Evelyn.
Yeah,
and
thanks for waiting, by the way. So.
Okay, the couple of callers that called before that stated that the problem is not an internal political problem in America are correct. The problem is a lot to do with some international treaties that have been signed and are about to be signed. And part of the agreements with the countries in the treaty are to allow free migration of people from South America, Central America, and Mexico into the United States, that they will be given Social Security so that they can retire in their home countries. And they will also be given lower rates so that when they earn their wages and send them out of the country as a remittance, it doesn't cost them as much money. All of this stuff is coming from the Summit of the Americas meetings that Mr. Bush has been attending and President Clinton attended, and the Organization of American States.
Yes, we call that Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, NAFTA in steroids.
I call it that, too. And believe me, it is going to do more harm to this country than anything you can believe. Because as the previous caller stated, the idea is to create a hemispheric economic zone like the EU of 800 million people. And so they don't want us to have a border because then that would exclude us from this large mass of people that they want in this economic zone. And what we have to do to attack the problem is to attack these treaties and get some petitions to stop the FTAA and get us out of NAFTA. Now, last week, President Bush issued an edict to the state governors of this country telling them that if they did not follow CAFTA rules, which is a preliminary setup for NAFTA and its rules regarding trade and how you can hire people and how you can run your businesses, these are all international treaties that are being pushed on state governments by our president, and they are telling us who are supposed to be the sovereign citizens of this country, that we have to follow these international agreements on how we want to run our country. And that flies in the face of what the Constitution is all about. It flies in the face of the idea that the citizens are the sovereign, that we are the government. It flies in the face of everything that you and I know of the reasons why America was founded.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, I don't know how you feel about it, but you're right on target. And I'll tell you right now, I am so fearful for the future, not only of my nation, but my own children and my grandchildren. That's why we have to fight back.
Well, I'm suggesting...
Starting at ground level.
You're right.
That's what we're doing.
Your initiative is a great start because we need to push from the local level, from the sovereign citizen level, but we also need to attack these treaties and not allow them to be signed. Because regardless of any bills not being approved by Congress, if this treaty is signed, then Congress becomes irrelevant.
We go every year to Washington, D.C. to lobby and to educate our elected officials and to do, as Barbara says, people power. We do that at our own expense.
Yes,
we don't
wonderful.
Have any grants from foundations like the pro-illegal alien groups do, MALDA
right.
and LULAC, from the Ford Foundation and other anti-American foundations. But we have to get the people listening to this program to help us right now. We have
You're right.
about 18 days left to get this signature gathering going.
And we would urge that you call that toll-free number. Won't cost you a penny, folks. At 877-NO-ILLEGALS and find out how you can help right now. As I said, please, folks, time is short. We've got paid petitioners rolling out there right now. And please, dig a little bit deep. Get it to us. A lot of them are acting on faith because we are working nonstop to get these signatures so we can get this on the ballot.
Barbara, tell them how to make out a check and where to mail it.
I don't want to take the time on the air. It's make the check out to SOS. Jim, do you want me to put the address out? Hello?
Who's Jim?
Michael.
Michael, huh? I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It's P.O. Box 117-2744. 2744, I'm sorry. P.O. Box 2744-117, Huntington Beach, 92649.
Now,
and we need your help. We need it now, folks. I'll tell you right now, with statewide paid petitioners, we can have those signatures in a couple of weeks and be ready to roll.
Okay, let's go to Joe and Salinas here on the Saturday special. Joe, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering how many signatures you have right now.
Around 450,000. And we need a total of 600,000, sir.
And then you would need a few extra for the ones that are thrown out,
yeah,
right?
like 600,000 and 10,
right.
and 10 or something like that.
But would that cover the ones that are...
Well, what we'd be targeting is give or take around 700,000, which would give us enough wiggle room for those that are not in that are not valid.
And with paid petitioners, you think you'll get them in a couple weeks?
Oh, absolutely, because they're statewide. We're working right now with an organization who has paid petitioners all over the state, and bless their hearts, as you've probably heard, with so many petitions out there. A lot of the companies are charging an arm and a leg. These people are so sympathetic to our cause that we've made arrangements for $1 to $1.50 a signature. That's how much they want to help us. But they've got to pay the rent, too.
Shouldn't you have done that a little bit earlier with only 18 days left?
We're not funded, sir. We are not a funded organization. We exist on the membership, our membership dues of $25 a year.
Hey, Salinas, Joe.
Yeah.
Why don't you and I and the KSCO country show them what we can do?
I've got 350 in my hand right now.
Oh, God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so, but also, it's very important. The reason why we did this two-hour program is because we feel that this is very important for people to at least be able to vote on. You can vote no if you don't like it, but you should be able to vote on it, okay?
Well, I would have just hoped that the program would have been a little earlier because, you know, to be honest, if we'd have lit a fire under people earlier, I think it would make it easier.
Sure. No,
Yes, it would have, sir. Unfortunately, I'm not the person who was in charge of that. I picked it up, you know, and that's why we're moving forward with it. We were spearheading the volunteer effort. After we finally got some figures, we said, wow, we've got to move, and we've got to move now, and that's why it's critically urgent that we get this done because they have reassured us If they can do it, they will get them out there throughout our state.
It's 10 minutes before 12 noon. 10 minutes remain in the Saturday special here. And we have two other callers, Mark in Monterey and Richard N. Watsonville. We will get to both of those callers, perhaps one or two other calls before the end of the program. But right now, let's take a commercial break. Noah, take it away.
Hi, this is Don Fredrickson from GotNet. GotNet specializes in business services. Whether you need a T1 or T3 or just a place to host your website, GotNet has a solution to fit your needs. GotNet offers server colocation and custom website development. We have e-commerce servers, streaming audio and video servers, and cold fusion and database servers available to handle your hosting needs. GotNet understands that businesses rely on the internet, and we work hard to assure fast, reliable service. Call GotNet today at 460-2000. Food, shelter, clothing, net. GotNet.
Take a vacation from the traditional routine and come to Go Figure Fitness in downtown Santa Cruz. I'm Teresa, and I'm the owner of Go Figure Fitness for Women. We offer the popular 30-minute workout, but with so much more. Having more than 15 years' experience in health and fitness, I offer personal training and nutrition. These services are automatically provided in your all-inclusive membership. While having incentives and motivational programs, members receive personal attention while exercising with friends in a fun atmosphere. But don't stop there. Let's talk nutrition. Now that you're ready to get totally fit, don't forget to fuel your body with the finest in nutritional supplements from American Longevity. Stop by Go Figure Fitness in downtown Santa Cruz on Cathcart Street and pick up your American Longevity supplements and find out how you can purchase them at wholesale prices. Get your complete workout, nutritional counseling, and American Longevity products here at Go Figure or call us at 426-3948. 426-3948.
Buying a home around here is an expensive proposition. Hi, I'm Jim Chubb with Pacific Inland. I've been helping people save money on home loans for nearly 20 years, and I'd like to help you save money on your next home purchase. Right now, Pacific Inland has special programs that are helping people save real money when they buy a home. Call Pacific Inland at 831-475-2600, and we'll tailor one of these programs to help you buy a home. That's Pacific Inland at 475-2600, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate.
In today's world of instant gratification and fast foods, who has time to have a healthy meal or snack while on the go? Sure, you could go to the drive-thru and stuff more deep-fried, sugar-saturated junk into your face, but your body's hungry for real food, for protein. Here's pharmacist Ben Fuchs telling us about the importance of protein.
Protein comes in different types. There's whey protein, there's egg protein, there's a vegetable-based protein. But by far and away, the most important protein for many reasons is the protein that we call whey protein. Now, whey is a byproduct of the cheese-making process. Milk is converted into cheese by producing two different proteins, casein and whey. Casein is a gummy, cheesy kind of protein. It has a sort of curd-like quality. And then whey is a liquidy protein. It has a watery quality. And this curd-like protein that we call casein is actually what accounts for a lot of milk allergies and problems that people have with milk. Whey, on the other hand, that's the liquid portion, is a very non-allergenic form of protein and very, very easily digestible. And you know what else? When you eat protein for breakfast first thing in the morning, you stay fuller longer. When you have some kind of refined carbohydrate, some kind of floury food, bready food, cereal kinds of foods for breakfast, you feel like you need to have a snack around 10 or 11 o'clock, and indeed that's what happens. So breakfast is a real important meal, and it's not that difficult to make sure that your kids are getting a good breakfast. I really do like these powdered formulas that you can put into water and drink, especially because there's not a lot of dishes to wash.
American Longevity's Ultimate Nature's Way is the ultimate source of protein, even higher than eggs. Mix the chocolate or vanilla-flavored Ultimate Nature's Way with water, milk, or juice for a meal or healthy snack. It's perfect for helping you with your food cravings, and at $31.50 wholesale, it's perfect for your pocketbook. Feed your body what it needs. Protein. With American Longevity's Ultimate Nature's Way. To order or to pick up American Longevity products, please call 1-831-425-3090. That number again is 1-831-425-3090.
KOMY AM 1340, KSCO, AM 1080.
That Ultimate Nature's Way, a commercial you heard, that's an incredible product, I know. If you don't want to call the phone number that they said, you can just call KSCO, call Jose here at KSCO at 475-1080. He will fix you right up. It is now 5 minutes before 12 noon, hour number two of the KSCO Saturday special on illegal immigration. Our special guests today have been Barbara Coe and Evelyn Miller of the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. That would be www.ccir.net. There is also a website that you should definitely go to, www.save187.com. Save187.com. You can download copies of the Save Our State initiative petition for you to sign and circulate at either one of those websites, I believe. Is that right, ladies?
Yes.
Okay. And yeah, we've had requests for people to put out for to put out the information. I've already done that. There is a phone number if people want to call. It's a toll-free number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
And translated down, Michael, that's 877-664-5534.
664-5534. Okay. Thank you very much. We have a fax that came in a while back here to KSCO from Brian L. Burleson at area 831-869-9121, robot@mbay.net. Alex repeats the usual nonsense put out by the pro-illegal lobby that, quote, no American will do the work, unquote. We have several million people collecting welfare and probably thousands or even millions collecting unemployment payments. This country should offer people requesting welfare the chance of doing the jobs, quote, Americans won't do, unquote, or not receiving welfare payments. Alex, as usual, reverts to the old, tired left-wing accusation of racism, pretty much proving he's full of crap. That's from Brian Burleson. Okay, two more callers. As we said, Mark in Monterey, you're on the Saturday special with Barbara and Evelyn and MZ. Go ahead.
Just Michael, I just want to say thank you for your program, you and your moms. I love your radio station. I never call in because I'm too nervous to try to call in.
Okay, well, you called in today, and you sounded
yeah, good. I had to get my foot into this. I agree with everything the women are saying, and especially Santa Cruz Mike, but this problem is bigger than you would even imagine. I just came from Ohio, where I was born and raised. I've lived there all my life, and you can't imagine what is going on. But it's like people in construction. There's an outfit out of Chicago that hires real cheap labor so they can get, you know, more money, you know, for their company and stuff like that to hire illegals. I used to be real bitter at illegals. I, you know, how dare them come over and do this? And I've actually admired their fight in trying to, you know, come over here to get work. Who I'm mad at Americans. We're shooting ourselves in the foot. We want real cheap labor. We don't want to take the time to or pay people here. We want it real cheap.
How cheap is it, sir, when you're paying about $8,000 annually for each one of their kids in school and subsidizing the employers by covering all their medical care?
Yeah, he's not going to argue with you, but it's great that you brought that out. We got to take our last call. Thanks, Mark, from Monterey. Appreciate your kind words. Here comes Richard N. Watsonville. You're on, Richard.
Thank you, Mike. I just wanted to say that there's a whole lot of hate going on this radio this morning, and these ladies sound like the same people that protest against the WTO whenever they come into town. I just wanted to say that because I don't believe they've read NAFTA all the way through, and I think if we would just enforce NAFTA, it would be all right, all right?
NAFTA calls for the dissolvement of the sovereignty of our nation, the dissolvement of our borders. Yes, we've read it very
Listen, you haven't even read GATT. So, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. The people in 9/11 that came through Canada, where we have hardly any immigration control at all.
That's right.
They had driver's licenses from the state of Virginia.
Yeah, not from California, and they weren't Mexicans.
I wish there was more time. Richard, thanks very much for your call. Ladies, Evelyn Miller, Barbara Coe from CCIR.net, thank you very much for being with us on the KSCO Saturday special. Special thanks to Birthday Girl, Kay Zwirling, and to Rosemary Chalmers for putting this program together. We will be back next week at 10 a.m. on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. So, see you then.
That's all, folks.